Jamaica and Cuba rattled by powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake. By Michael Weisenstein for the Associated Press in Havana. A powerful magnitude 7.7 earthquake struck in the Caribbean Sea between Jamaica and eastern Cuba on Tuesday, shaking a vast area from Mexico to Florida and beyond, but there were no reports of casualties or heavy damage. The quake was centered 139 kilometers northwest of Montego Bay, Jamaica, and 140 kilometers west-southwest of Niquero, Cuba, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. It hit at 2:10 p.m., and the epicenter was a relatively shallow 10 kilometers beneath the surface. Dr. Enrique Arango Arias, the head of Cuba's National Seismological Service, told state media there had been no serious damage or injuries reported. Governor Carlos Joaquin González of Mexico's Quintana Roo, which is home to Cancun, Tulum, and other popular beach resorts, said the earthquake was felt in multiple parts of the low-lying Caribbean state, but there were no early reports of damage or injuries. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center initially warned that the quake could generate waves 1 to 3 feet above normal in Cuba, Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, Honduras, Mexico, and Belize, but issued a later message saying the danger had passed. The initial tremor was followed by a series of strong aftershocks, including one measured at magnitude 6.1. The quake was felt strongly in Santiago, the largest city in eastern Cuba, said Belkis Guerrero, who works in a Roman Catholic cultural center in the center of Santiago. "We were all sitting and we felt the chairs move," she said. "We heard the noise of everything moving around." She said there was no apparent damage in the heart of the colonial city. "It felt very strong, but it doesn't look like anything happened," she told the Associated Press. It was also felt a little farther east at the U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, on the southeastern coast of the island. There were no immediate reports of injuries or damages, said Jay Overton, a spokesman for the installation, which has a total population of about 6,000 people. Several South Florida buildings were evacuated as a precaution, according to the City of Miami and Miami-Dade County officials. No injuries or road closures were reported. No shaking was felt at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, which will host the Super Bowl on Sunday. The quake also hit the Cayman Islands, leaving cracked roads and what appeared to be sewage spilling from cracked mains. There were no immediate reports of deaths, injuries, or more severe damage, said Kevin Morales, the editor-in-chief of the Cayman Compass newspaper. The islands experienced so few earthquakes that newsroom staff were puzzled when it hit, he said. "It was just like a big dump truck was rolling past," Morales said. "Then it continued and got more intense." Dr. Stinette Davis, a psychiatrist at a Cayman Islands hospital, said she saw manhole covers blown off by the force of the quake and sewage exploding into the street, but no more serious damage. Claude Diedrich, 71, who owns a fencing business in Montego Bay, said he was sitting in his vehicle reading when the earth began to sway. "Felt to me like I was on a bridge and there were two or three heavy trucks and the bridge was rocking, but there were no trucks," he said. He said he had seen no damage around his home in northern Jamaica. Mexico's National Seismological Service reported that the quake was felt in 5 states, including as far away as Veracruz on the country's Gulf Coast. Associated Press writer Kate Chappell in Kingston, Jamaica, contributed to this report.